So, I know, I know. Nina, why do you have to go? Well, kiddo, guy, girl, whoever's listening to this awesome series of messages about my bar prep process, you need to know one big thing in life. Comparison is a thief of joy. And you cannot do exactly the same things that I do to prepare for an exam. I made this entire thing to tell you about things that I've experienced that you're probably going to experience on here. But never will I tell you to compare your process to mine to be successful. Find your own way. So tomorrow, if you've been following me every single day, tomorrow I'm gonna leave you completely blank. You're gonna have to do what you think is right. You're gonna have to prepare the way you think you should prepare. You're gonna have to focus the way you think you should focus, and there's not a dang thing you can do to make me give you instructions to do otherwise. Okay? I will not Iyanla your day before the bar. I just can't do it. Okay? I can give you advice, I can give you encouragement, but I can't take this exam out of your hands by telling you to do exactly the same thing that I do the night before. It's kind of productive, you know? So you have to be able to ask yourself these big questions. You know, how much of my process do I want to spend studying tomorrow? Do I want to study tomorrow? How much of tomorrow do I want to spend doing something that might be empowering or encouraging? Maybe I want to talk to somebody who might motivate me. Maybe I want to have a prayer. I don't know what you need, but I can tell you this, you better figure it out. Because at the end of the day, listening to myself talk and then letting myself hear what exactly you guys hear in the world and the atmosphere of bar prep land is one constant is that I'm noticing is that we all want direction. We all seek encouragement. We all seek empowerment. We all want direction, you know? We want somebody to tell us what to do because it'd be so much easier if God was just talking to us like the whole, yep, go ahead. But you know, he really is. He's telling us to do things. And I believe those things are related to me sharing my story, sharing my testimony. But there's a point in which even when I am being truly authentic with you guys, I have to remember that I'm one person, okay? This is one way to do something. This isn't the only way. And I don't ever want you to follow my process to a T. One, because it's my process. God didn't make you like me. He made you one of a kind. So what I do to mentally prepare myself the last day before the exam might not work for you. Okay, but this is not even about that. This last day, I want you to spend hyping yourself up. This exam you've been studying for, you've been working your butt off for, and even if you haven't been working your butt off for, you gotta hype yourself up. You know, you need some calm, cool collectedness around you the last day before the bar. Maybe you take yourself to a nice dinner. Maybe you haven't had a nice dinner this entire time because you've been making your lunch for 4 months straight. Because if you're anything like me, I'm getting nice dinner tomorrow. But for example, if you don't get or you don't understand, you don't know what to do in this process, that's okay. You know, a lot of the times we don't have anybody who gives us clear direction. We don't have anyone who tells us like it is or how it was for them. We just have a bunch of people who've gone through the process and don't really give them any breadcrumbs on what to do next. Hopefully, by listening to my messages, you've gotten some breadcrumbs. Okay? I can't tell you one thing. I can tell you this. I tried to send as many breadcrumbs to you my way as I could that was in my power from taking this exam again, from actually going through this process and being, what's that word? Ow. Sorry. Conscious. Sorry, guys. Gotta put a little bug spray on. So sometimes I get bit, and I can't keep getting bit, guys. So I put that on to protect myself. But in all seriousness, like, it is so difficult to study for this exam without some type of help or encouraging aid. What I did was try to drop some breadcrumbs for you. But see, when you get this close to the exam, it turns to be on you, okay? You know, I could have really stopped 2.5 weeks ago because that was on you. But you know, I just thought it's probably good to hear a complete process. And that's why I kept going. But tomorrow, you do whatever you think is necessary to help you mentally prepare for Tuesday and Wednesday. Or Wednesday and Thursday, or wherever you are in your bar prep process. I don't remember which day of the week it is for July. But just know, it's 2 days. So, but the day before the bar, you do what you need to do. You do what you think is right. You encourage yourself. You study some more. You do what you think is right. Okay? And maybe you've told yourself something is right based off of what somebody else has done. And that's all well and good, you know? You can do that. But don't second guess yourself. You are amazing for making it this far in your process. So, you know, I thank y'all for listening. And just know, tomorrow I'm probably only getting on here to say you can do it. But yes, you did it. You made it through. This is a huge accomplishment in and of itself. And I hope you walk in there with victory. I hope you walk in there with confidence and full supernatural recall on everything that you have not had the ability to keep in your head long enough to write on the exam. I hope God just blesses you with that supernatural recall because it's in your head. You just got to find it. Thank you. This has been fun for me. And just take this lesson with you. This is not the end all be all. This is just a test. Sometimes this test opens up a door for you, and sometimes this test opens up a door in you. Wherever you go with this test, just know that you got people out there who are believing in you, cheering you on, and wanting you to succeed. Thank you.